Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about something that is the best sign of all. I'm going to read you from Isaiah chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, where we read this. Then he said, "Hear now, O house of David. Is it a small thing for you to weary men, but will you weary my God also? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." God challenged King Ahaz of Judah to ask for a sign, and with a false spirituality, Ahaz refused. It was just another example of how the rulers of Judah treated the Lord poorly. If many of us express the same distrust we have towards God, also towards other people, we might get a punch in the nose. Sometimes we speak of trying to believe God. How would I feel if I made a promise and someone told me that didn't believe it? They explained that they really wanted to believe me, but they just couldn't, even though they were trying to believe me. "I've been trying to believe you for years, and I just can't do it." That could only mean that I'm such an exceptional liar that even though the man would like to give me some credit, he just can't bring himself to do it. Now, some of us find it all too easy to weary God with our unbelief. If we would only think about it rationally, God is perfectly worthy of our trust. We can completely believe what he says. Though in his false modesty and fake spirituality, Ahaz refused to accept God's invitation for a sign, God would still provide one, the sign of a virgin giving birth. This is one of the most famous prophecies regarding the birth of Jesus the Messiah in the Bible. It also illustrates a principle of prophecy, that prophecy may have both a near expression and a far fulfillment. The near expression of this prophecy centered upon Ahaz, Jerusalem, and the attack from Israel in Syria. For Ahaz, the sign had to do with the time span described in the next few verses. Simply put, God would give Ahaz a sign that within a few years, both Israel and Syria would be crushed. This was a sign of deliverance for the king of Judah, a sign that he tragically rejected and therefore never enjoyed. Now, that was a near expression of this prophecy, but the far or ultimate fulfillment of this prophecy went far beyond Ahaz to announce the miraculous virgin birth of Jesus Christ. We know this passage speaks of Jesus because the Holy Spirit said so through Matthew. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says this, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated, "God with us." We know this passage speaks of Jesus because the prophecy is addressed not only to Ahaz, but also to David's entire house. He said, "O house of David." And we know this passage speaks of Jesus because it says that he will be known as Emmanuel, God with us. This was true of Jesus in fact, not only as a title. Emmanuel speaks both of the deity of Jesus, that he's God with us, and his identification and nearness to man. He's God with us. Could there ever be a greater sign? Jesus is truly Emmanuel, God with us. It isn't that Jesus was ever called by the name Emmanuel, or that that name would appear on some ancient identification card or birth certificate. No, instead, Jesus fulfilled the name God with us by leaving the ivory palaces of heaven, adding humanity to his deity, and humbling himself along us with the most precious way. If you need a sign from God today, don't be like King Ahaz and reject the greatest sign of all, the sign of Emmanuel, God with us. God gave you the sign, but will you enjoy it? Enjoy a relationship with Jesus Christ, God with us, and enjoy that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.